One of the biggest police corruption trials in years is underway in Miami. 11 veteran Miami policemen are accused of planting guns at the scenes of 4 controversial police shootings and then conspiring to cover up their actions. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
According to federal prosecutor Curtis Minor, these street-savvy veteran cops considered themselves the untouchables, men who administered rough justice in rough parts of town. But Minor said in court yesterday the cops crossed the line when they began to plant guns next to victims of police shootings to make it easier to support claims that the officers were only firing in self-defense. The victims were usually black, the officers usually Hispanic. And though the shooting sparked protest and civil unrest in the black community, in almost every instance, the officers indeed turned out to be untouchable, cleared of wrongdoing by the department's internal review board. Reverend James Phillips, a community organizer who waited outside the courtroom as the trial began, said he was happy federal prosecutors had brought the men to justice.
I want to see due process, that there is a fair and equitable playing field for every man and for every woman, no matter your race, no matter your creed, no matter your ethnicity, and no matter your rank within the city municipalities.
The federal trial concentrates on an alleged conspiracy to cover up 4 shootings between 1995 and 1997. In one, SWAT team members armed with submachine guns stormed into the apartment of a 72-year-old grandfather named Richard Brown, killing him as they sprayed the apartment with 123 bullets. The officer's lawyer said Brown shot at them with a handgun, but federal prosecutors say no gunpowder residue was found on Brown's hands and that he was shot as he cowered behind a bedroom door. In another, 2 teenage robbers who had been seen assaulting a car with a rock in a smash-and-grab robbery were fatally shot in the back as they ran away from police. Guns were later found near their bodies, though prosecutors say both guns were free of fingerprints and one even was loaded with the wrong ammunition. In 2 others, police wounded a homeless man who prosecutors say was armed with nothing more than a Walkman, and in another case, a purse snatcher was shot. The officers say the man was armed, but prosecutors contend the gun came from a paper bag in the trunk of one of the suspected cops. The officers' attorneys yesterday insisted the men were simply policemen caught in deadly peril. In each case, they said, they fired in self-protection. One lawyer dismissed the 72-year-old victim as nothing more than an armed, drug-dealing grandfather. Another called the government's case flawed and incomplete and would show that his client was out of town during most of the incidents, training with the Army Reserve. During a break in the trial, one of the accused officers, Israel Gonzalez, summed up the feelings of the 11.
I think that the truth will prevail in this case, and I'm looking forward to presenting my case as well.
Miami's police have generally had strong support in the city's majority Hispanic community. The composition of the jury may play to that advantage. 8 of the 12 jurors are Hispanic, while there are just 3 whites and only 1 black member on the panel. If convicted, the men could face up to 10 years in jail and $250,000 in fines. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.